Welcome back, y'all, to Rosie on the House. We're here this morning to answer any question you might have about a home improvement project you've got going in and about and around your house. Give us a ring. We welcome the invitation. We make the invitation and welcome the calls. Give us a ring, 1-888-767-4348. In our weekly article in the Arizona Republic, it's always comes out on Saturday in the Your Home section. We're talking about being a little bit extra careful. We want to take our experience and some research we've done on injuries around the house while you're trying to tackle your do-it-yourself project and kind of make you aware of where most and how most of the accidents do happen. I have to say, spending my entire life in the construction industry, I have been I still have all 10 fingers. I have very few broken bones that I can attribute to on-the-job incidents. I have a few broken bones, but most of them were done doing stupid things, having fun. I can remember, and it's not my intent to gross any of you out. It's my intent today to kind of scare you straight and encourage you to pay attention. Because as we proceed throughout the course of our year in broadcasting Rosie on the House and talking to people, tackling various projects in and about their house, we want to make sure you proceed with extreme caution. I can remember a phone call one time from a guy that was trying to pinpoint a particular sewer odor at his house. And you could tell from the sound in the telephone that he was obviously outside and windy. And he was actually calling from up on his roof, because one of the things we teach people to do when they're trying to eliminate a permeable sewer odor is extend the roof vents on your house. And if I remember right, he actually slipped a little bit on air, and we almost had a caller get hurt in the midst of calling us on air. So thank goodness that's never happened. I think about the worst thing that's ever happened to me is I was actually working on a funeral home in South Louisiana. We had poured the concrete, we had framed the walls, we were decking the roof, and one of the things our superintendent would always say is, make sure you keep the roof swept, because as you're progressing across this roof, laying the plywood decking down, you're making cuts on the plywood, which of course is spilling sawdust out on the deck that you're working on, making things extremely slippery. But when you're young and you know everything and you're invincible, you maybe don't sweep it as often as you really should. And at the end of the day, he always kind of honked his horn. So we'd know 15 minutes to clean up and let's get out of here. So this was old Chrome Dome. I see him walking out to his truck. So I'm kind of anticipating the honk of the horn here there just a little bit. And I'm thinking, do I make this next saw cut or do I not make it? And so I opt not to make it. And I start walking down to the end of the roof, and the ladder has been either moved or knocked down. I'm looking down there. I'm saying, it's not that far. I can jump. And as I begin to jump, I hit a slippery piece of this decking that's got sawdust all over it. I go over the edge of the roof, but like a cat, as nimble as a cat, I was able to circumvent any broken neck by landing perfectly on both my feet.
Oh, that's good.
Now, the only problem with the story is I was, at that point, nailed to the floor because a nail came in the bottom of my boot, through my foot, and I was looking at the top of a nail sticking out the top of my boot. And you don't feel it at first.
At first.
But
how long does it take?
But I'm thinking, Rosie, you should have waited for the ladder. That's all I remember. And fortunately, my partner, who I was working with up on the roof, you know him, Tommy LaFarge, big Mr. Tommy LaFarge. So Tommy instantly sees what's happening. And he knows if I don't get that nail out of his foot now, we're going to be hours in some emergency room trying to dig this thing out. And he was the all-state linebacker for the Welch High Greyhound football team. So he was able to push me down pretty easy, particularly when I was in about half state of shock. And he yanked that board and nail right out of my foot. And I didn't know whether to kill him or kiss him.
What'd you do?
Neither. He drove me to the emergency room, and we only spent 15 minutes there getting a tetanus shot, and they sent me home. But that's one incident that absolutely I can remember as one in my early careers. I've got others, one as recently as just a few weeks ago. But we do have callers calling in. Shall we jump to the callers and come back to our safety tips?
1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. Starting this hour with Carolyn in Scottsdale. Welcome to the program.
Good morning, Carolyn.
Hi, I'm Carolyn, but I'm in Mesa.
Okay, all right, Miss Carolyn. All right, that's fine.
Okay, what I'm calling about is my shower stall. The house was built in 1992. It's tiled, and it's about 39 inches wide with the glass doors, and the glass doors definitely need to be replaced. They haven't cracked or anything.
Okay.
And I'd like some bar, at least one bar in there. And the face plate, I don't know if that's what it's called, but it's behind the handle where you would turn the water off on. That needs replacing.
Okay.
And there's some mold in the grout in a few places, and it definitely needs recaulking the whole thing. So I don't know. I read an article that you said they need to be replaced every 10 years. We've used that shower probably about 8 times a week since we moved in here.
Okay.
And so I don't know. I know you can't see it.
Now, Carolyn, where in Mesa are you? Major crossroads.
Oh, McKellips and Higley.
Okay. So Baseline and Dobson is certainly within your realm, right?
Oh, yes.
You can get over to Baseline and Dobson on the southeast corner.
Uh-huh.
There are two great businesses. There's Baby K's Cajun Kitchen, so you go over there at lunchtime and have a little lunch. And then just down the hall from Baby K's is a showroom called Rebath.
Okay.
And they have multiple options on taking care of showers just like yours.
Okay.
I'm going to tell you, you were talking about the escutcheon plate, the trim plate on the plumbing fixture itself.
Yes.
Given how often this shower is used and the age of the shower, I'm going to encourage you, think about going ahead and replacing the shower valve as well while you're replacing the shower. It's just one more thing you won't have to worry about later.
Right, exactly.
At Rebath, you can take a look in their showroom right there at Baseline and Dobson.
Mm-hmm.
You can take a look at the acrylic liners that go in one piece. You don't have to worry about the mold and the fungus on that inert acrylic material. There's no place for it to take root and start growing.
Mm-hmm.
You can also take a look at their multiple tile options, and we just then at that point seal the grout really well so it doesn't create a problem in mold later down the road. But you're going to be able to see several different options right there. There's a Rebath there. There's a Rebath at 75th Avenue and Bell. There's a Rebath on Highway 69 going into Prescott Valley.
Mm-hmm.
There's a Rebath in Tucson at Speedway and Alvernon. So for all of you that are listening with similar shower dilemmas like Carolyn in Mesa, to take a look at what they offer you, because they give you a lot of choices. You can do a complete tear out and replacement, or you can just go over the top of what you have, and it's guaranteed for life. It's actually a pretty darn good, feasible option.
You're talking about the liner.
Yes, ma'am.
I bet that's easier to keep clean, too.
You could keep it clean from your neighbor's house. I mean, you really can. I mean, you hardly even ever have to touch it. And they do the glass doors and everything, Carolyn.
Oh, great. Oh, so, thank you so much.
So why don't you start there and keep me posted on how the project goes, and if you're seeing all the options that I think you need to see. Any other questions you might have, don't hesitate to call back.
All right. Thank you so much, Rosie.
All right. Very good. Now, the scariest accident I've ever been involved in isn't the type of accident that would occur at someone's home, generally speaking, but for generally speaking.
Okay.
generally speaking. Because generally a homeowner isn't setting up scaffolding, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And we were three lifts up, so we're about 18 feet high, and we're stacking block, and we're actually building a shopping center across the street from this studio, right over where Gallagher's is. Okay.
Oh.
And so we're building that center. And we're topping out. We were working masonry at the time. I was a hod carrier, and we were throwing blocks up the 18 feet. I wonder why they don't do that anymore. They use forklifts. We used to have to throw them up there one at a time. And we just put one block up there too many. The planks broke, and the journeyman, one hod carrier, and one laborer all came sliding down with about a half a pallet of blocks accompanied with a mortar board and trowels, and it all kind of piled up right there. Fortunately, being nimble as a cat, as my earlier incident referred to, I was able to jump out of the way and not pad their landing. But we had a couple guys ended up at the hospital. Fortunately, no one was permanently hurt, but it happens.
That would be a wild ride coming down.
It's a wild ride coming down when you're coming down with a half a pallet of block.
Yeah,
it's a wild ride down. So I'm going to be talking a little bit about electrical. I'm very fortunate that I have all my appendages and fingers and toes and haven't really got any permanent disability from a couple of things. I maybe should have, but I don't. But we're going to be talking about other things. In particular, in the next segment, I'm going to be talking to y'all about electrical safety when you're trying to tackle something around your house. So stay tuned for that. I've got some real tips you're going to want to hear.